All right, we can get started. And thank you all for coming. My name is Jim Condellis. I represent communications for Boeing Commercial Airplanes. And my colleague Kimberly Beers is here as well, who represents BDS Communications. And thank you for coming here, and credit you for attending, because this is somewhat unique and valuable to have two representatives of our Boeing Services Organization across Boeing. I don't think we've ever done that before at an air show. Services is a very important component, not only of the industry, but for us at Boeing as well. It's growing. It's vital to our customers, and you'll hear more about that in a minute. So we have Mr. Lou Mancini, who is our Senior Vice President of Commercial Aviation Services for Commercial Airplanes, and Tony Parasita, President of Global Services and Support for Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. So let's get started. Lou and Tony, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks, Jim. And let me also offer my thanks for attending. And Tony and I are very excited about telling you this part of the Boeing Company, because we have the privilege of leading two fantastic organizations with very large services portfolios that help our customers be successful. And we're delighted just to give you a glimpse of that today. We could talk to you all day about this, but we're going to do the 35,000-foot view. So Tony and I will talk to you a little bit about our respective parts and services. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Boeing Edge, which is a new service identity that we launched at the last air show in Singapore just a few months ago. I will quantify for you the services market on the commercial side, and you will see that it is a very large market, so we're very lucky to have that. Tony's going to take over and then talk to you about enduring support, which is a great service identity that he has on the Boeing defense side. We will both talk to you about our services portfolios, and then Tony is going to wrap it up for us. We'll be happy to take your questions at the end, and if you ask an easy question, I'm going to do my best to answer it. If you happen to ask a hard question, Tony said he'll do his best to answer it. So that's that's the kind of partnership we have, you know. And by the way, if you don't know it by the end of the presentation, not only is he a great leader, but he's one of my best friends at the Boeing Company. And so sitting next to him is really just a lot of fun, because we get to work together so well.
Same here.
You know, Boeing Field Service goes back to 1936, when we sold some P-26s to China. And there was a nice man, happened to be Italian, Nemo Pancetti. And we sent Nemo Pancetti out to China, and he was a jack of all trades. He was a customer support engineer. He did training on the airplane. He did field support. He was just the whole face of Boeing, all in one person. And today we have 300, on the commercial side, 330 Nemo Pancettis around the world. And when I was in the airline, I've been in the airline most of my life, joined Boeing 10 years ago, that person is just your face to the company. And so from that one person in 1936, we have grown our commercial services business to now 13,000 fabulous professionals, and almost 3,000 of them work permanently outside the United States. So it's a global enterprise supporting our customers, which, of course, are all over the world. Tony?
And on the defense side, a very similar story to Lou's story. I mean, we have over 16,000 employees working in global services and support, supporting our customers wherever in the world that they operate at. We have large installations here in the U.K., organization called Boeing Defense UK. We also have a large organization in Australia, Boeing Defense Australia. But we have, I think the backbone of our organization is our field service reps that are wherever a customer of a Boeing military product is out there. We're side by side giving technical support, technical advice, wherever they're operating, helping them perform their mission. And that really is what it's all about, is helping our customers perform their mission. And the fact of the matter is that because we have, a depth of supply chain expertise, because we have the technical breadth of the Boeing organization, a lot of people don't realize that the Boeing Company is an organization of about 170,000 employees, 40,000 engineers at Boeing. there is no challenge that our customers have that the Boeing company can't solve. And that is brought to bear day in and day out around the world through GS&S and through CAS.
Thanks, Tony. You know, we were asked to create a video about innovation because, you know, if you come to an air show, you're talking about airplanes. And I'm, by the way, an airplane guy.
Me too.
And we both are. And we talk about range, fuel burn, payload. And a lot of innovation goes into the wing. You saw the 787 yesterday fly, just, you know, probably the most efficient wing out there, beautiful airplane. But a lot of innovation goes into services also. We're very proud of that. Tony mentioned that. And so we have a short video to just talk a little bit about innovation. Working with our customers and working with the rest of Boeing, we get a chance to innovate every day. Running an airline is 7x24. If we want to be the partner of our customer, we have to have that same sense of urgency and that same responsiveness as they have.
Our customers operate their airplanes for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Now, how we maintain them and keep them upgraded and keep them relevant is absolutely critical.
Boeing is uniquely positioned. I mean, if you think about the competitors, no one really has the benefit of having such a robust commercial and defense business. And so take, for an example, the simulators that we build for the commercial platform. Pilots use them in the commercial arena, but certainly when you're flying the 737 as a P-8 or 767s in the case of the tanker, pilot needs to know how to operate the airplane optimally. That technology that we have designed for our simulators is now applicable on the defense side.
Our aircraft health management allows an airline customer to log into the web, bring up their flying fleet of airplanes, and monitor those airplanes in real time. And our Boeing research team built a very sophisticated diagnostic system that compares that information to 100 million flights of data that it has in the database and is able to determine that that airplane is going to need something when it lands.
I think one of the most innovative things that we've come up with is a project called CRVS. It's a brand new training system for single cockpit airplanes like an F-18 or an F-15. It allows us to build that simulator using much less infrastructure, fewer cameras, fewer projectors in the process. And so the actual result is a system that can train pilots with a simulator that costs about one-tenth of what they use today.
The innovation has to go on because the life cycle on our airplanes is very long, fortunately. And in the services sector, both for commercial customers and defense customers, we are constantly focusing on innovative solutions that will help them to use those platforms in operation at peak performance.
And that's the way we think about it in services. Add value to customers' operations, and they'll share some of that value back with us at Boeing. And that's how we grow the business.
Clearly, the innovation doesn't stop when the airplane is delivered.
This is a competitive advantage for Boeing. Okay, we've been, over the last decade, investing very heavily in our product support organization and how we support our customers in our services. And the business has been growing quite nicely. And so last year, the company agreed with us that we should go out with a new service identity. We launched it at the Singapore Air Show. It's called the Boeing Edge. And it's a way that we think about the value proposition to our customers, that we have to be providing them a competitive advantage for operating Boeing aircraft. I will tell you that it's been fantastic with our employees. They got around this. It's helped inspire them. Frankly, it's helped inspire me also, as one of all of them, to go to a higher level of performance in supporting our customers. And so it's something that's very important to us that we're here to make our customers successful. I was an ex-customer for most of my life, and I know what that feels to have a great company like Boeing behind you supporting the aircraft. Now, we execute that through, on the commercial side, through five businesses. The bottom is customer support. And we had to change our mindset about customer support to be 7 by 24. So in 2005, we opened what I think is one of the best operation centers in the industry, so that we are always available around the clock with consistent, fabulous support. We gauge ourselves just like an airline. When a customer calls in, we record it, we ask them when they need an answer from us, and then we measure that verbal contract. The first month we opened, 72% on time. You can never run an airline that way. And year-to-date, we're 99.1%. So we have to act with that same sense of urgency and responsiveness if we want to say to our customers, we can be their partner. Okay? In terms of services, we have four businesses. Material management or parts are our largest business. We started with selling parts, then we went into power by the hour. And then we also bought in 2006 Aviol, which was the largest independent parts distributor in Dallas, Texas. In the maintenance and engineering area, we do AOG repairs, we do aircraft modifications, we do passenger to freighter conversions, and we also have our GoCare program, which is a complete total support package for the airplane. In our flight services area, Sherry Carberry is here. She's the leader of flight services. We have our training business with 20 campuses around the world, one down the street at Gatwick. We have our Jeppesen subsidiary, which is the world leader in navigation and flight planning. And we have our flight operations support. And we just went back into being into the ATM business, air traffic modernization. And then finally, our new airplanes are becoming very, we call, e-enabled. They're very information intensive, particularly the 787 with its electric architecture. And because our customers have asked us, how can I capitalize on all that information coming from the airplane to get improved efficiency, we formed a unit to help them with that opportunity. And then finally, before I turn it over to Tony, I'd like you to take a look at this. I'm not going to read it to you, but this is a typical day in the life of our business. And I call all this activity and touch points, tens and tens of thousands of touch points with customers. I call it the ability to do the preference meter. And what I mean by that, look at all those touch points. If we satisfy our customers' expectations with every one of those touch points, we can move the preference meter for Boeing. And that's how we think about it. Every repair, every training session, every part that we shipped, every navigation map that we make, every new flying RMP procedure, every new piece of software, we get a chance to remind our customers that dealing with Boeing is the right way to go. And it's a fabulous opportunity. And it's a great team that we have that does it every day. Tony, over to you.
Well, delivering outstanding support is really what makes customers come back to Boeing, whether it's on the commercial side of the business or on the military side of the business. We believe in kind of this mantra of enduring support. We are there for the long haul for our customers, whether it's day one when an airplane is delivered, but 50 years later working on a B-52, is still something that we do in our business. So taking care of old airplanes is critical as it is of taking the care of a brand new airplane coming out of the factory. If you can hit the next chart, please. For us, similar to the way Lou is organized, and some of our competitors have decided to organize around programs and, you know, thinking about a program from cradle to grave, from inception, development, through production, and through support. Now, the fact of the matter is if you don't really focus on the support side of the business, you're not going to be as successful as you would be if you did. And so we are organized to actually support our customers once the airplanes are delivered. And it is a capability that we've invested in, that we've developed. So how we manage our spares inventory, how we do our engineering support activity, the infrastructure that we put in place is all critical for us to be successful, as well as the cost scenarios and understanding what our rate structures are and how to do it as efficiently as we can, both in the U.S. and around the world. And so we're organized around around four areas in reality. Logistics support. So that's actually Jim O'Neill is here. He's in the back of the room that runs our integrated logistics business. It's really about performance-based logistics in this organization. So how can you deliver the most availability for our customers at the lowest amount of cost? And our customers are unique. They're a little bit different than our commercial customers. Some customers, particularly our international customers, like to come to Boeing for a full range of support. And some of our other customers would just like to get spare parts. So where you're at in that value proposition is critical to satisfy our customers' needs for what they want to do organically and what they want to have the Boeing company go off and provide. Our services business is what maybe some of our other competitors really think about in terms of services, and that really is infrastructure services. So taking care of facilities and that kind of activity, more of the lower end, lower margin business that we have. Maintenance, mods, and upgrades is an interesting business because, as I said, you know, our customers use their airplanes for many, many years. And so being able to do modifications and upgrades to keep a platform relevant is absolutely critical. So B-52s, B-1s, B-2s, F-18s, you name it, to modify those airplanes and keep them upgraded, the presidential fleet in the U.S. VC-25 are all taken care of through this organization. And the interesting thing that we've done over the course of the last few years is to do some things off Boeing platforms. So traditionally, we've been doing things on Boeing platforms, but C-130 AMP is a program that we're doing, which is putting an advanced glass cockpit into a C-130. A couple of years ago, we won a contract called the QF-16 contract to go off and basically turn a F-16 into an aerial target system. And so we've learned a lot through that process of how to work not only on Boeing platforms, but on older, out-of-production platforms of our competitors as well. And our training business is really a great business. As I kind of mentioned in the video, a lot of innovation here in terms of it's a hardware-software integration activity. The technology has advanced, particularly around the gaming industry activities that are out there today. And to be able to take that technology and bring it to our customers who are struggling with have the money to do their flying hour programs that they have, and to be able to do more of that training on the ground is really, really critical for our customers moving forward. So we really have that full gamut of support capability from out-of-production airplanes, some off-Boeing platforms, to all that wide base of installed product that Boeing has around the world.
Lou.
You know, we are very fortunate on the commercial side in our marketplace. I think if you listen to the Boeing CMO, you find out that aviation has been growing as a multiple of GNP. So as the world continues to have economic prosperity, people want to continue to travel, to do commerce, and to relate to other people around the world. It's a great business. Along with increasing fleet size, of course, comes an increasing aftermarket. And so we appreciate the opportunity that we are given. As you can see by the numbers there, $2.4 trillion over 20 years, it is a number very close of the same type of number as the airplane market number. And so we have a great opportunity to be in a very large market and to serve our customers. A couple of trends that I might want to point out to you a little. When I joined the airline, it was a long time ago, we did about 98% of all our stuff at the airline I joined. I was with United for 20 years and then spent some years at Northwest. You know, now airlines are much more open to outsourcing part of their activities to a supplier or a partner that can deliver them a value proposition. And so if you can deliver value at the right price, you have a lot more conversations with airlines. Training solutions, airplane solutions, part solutions, we have great opportunities as long as we can meet the expectations of our customers. You know, in the end of the day, it's all about efficiency, and I think Ray Connor mentioned that yesterday in his presentation, operational efficiency. And two ways that we're getting is, one is through that information integration. We're finding that capturing the information about the airplane and driving that through the ground systems is very powerful for efficiency. Another way we're getting efficiency that's mentioned on the slide is connecting our services that we have into broader solutions, integrated services. We started with a lot of point solutions, and our customers are saying to us, yes, we like those, but could you please put them together in a broader solution? Next chart, please. We have grown about 50% organically, which means we did it ourselves, and about 50% inorganically, which meant we bought external companies. I can't take credit for the first three because they were purchased before I joined Boeing, but in the late 90s, Boeing bought three fabulous companies for us. One is Continental Data Graphics in Southern California, which authors our IPC, Illustrated Parts Catalogs, and does a lot of technology solutions in digital authoring. Another company is in Vancouver, Canada. It's called AeroInfo. It develops software for operational applications. The biggest company we bought in the 1990s was Jeppesen, which was the world leader in flight planning and navigation. It's headquartered in Denver, Colorado. A few years ago, we augmented Jeppesen with a company here in Sweden called Karman, and Karman is one of the world's leaders in crew scheduling solutions, and that's part of Jeppesen. And then finally, in 2006, we made a very large acquisition, a New York Stock Exchange publicly traded company, Aviol, and both Tony and I use Aviol for parts distribution. And with Aviol came ILS. They're in Memphis, and they are a web portal for parts information. Okay.
And we've been active on the M&A activity as well. So Tapestry Solutions became part of the Boeing company a few years ago out of San Diego. They've done a lot of work for Air Mobility Command for the U.S. Air Force to help with route planning and fuel savings and their actual logistics command and control activity. And they were crucial for us to go off and win a contract here in the U.K. that we won a couple of years ago called LogNIC. And so bringing that capability of logistics command and control has helped us grow from that perspective. But I think the neatest part of this is how these separate companies, it's all independent subsidiaries of the Boeing company, have formed together to work for solutions for Lou's business and for my business together. And so it's not an odd event at all when you go out to Jeppesen and you see somebody from Tapestry out working a solution together. That happens day in and day out. And Aviol has been a critical acquisition for us to help us through our performance-based logistics business. And just recently, the Aviol folks have the ability to go off and contract directly with the U.S. government for FAR Part 15 type contracts. So a great capability that our Aviol team has as well. So let me just talk about our current environment on the military side of the business, because it's a bit different than the commercial marketplace today. Clearly in the U.S., the budget crisis is hitting, and obviously here in Europe as well, we've seen the challenges of the budget crisis. So what we see is flying hours going forward are going to be down. That has issues from our standpoint, but it also has opportunities in this kind of a market. The big advantage we have from a Boeing perspective is we have a huge installed base. When you think about F-15s around the world, F-18s around the world, C-17s, Chinooks, V-22s, Apaches, a great installed base. And again, it's both domestic in the U.S., but a large installed base around the world. It's kind of interesting when budget crisis hit. A lot of times in the U.S., the approach is to insource things. So in a lot of cases, our U.S. customers are insourcing things. When the budget crisis hits in other places around the world, a lot of the times the solution is to outsource to companies like Boeing that can provide a cost-effective solution and high availability for our fleets. So this marketplace actually has some risk to it, but it also has some opportunities based on the value that Boeing brings to our customers. So the key for us is really to be able to be flexible in that environment, to understand what our customers' needs are, what their budget situations are, and to be aggressive in terms of how we manage our cost infrastructure and be prepared for what's coming forward with a potential sequester environment from the U.S. government perspective. And so focusing on what our footprint is, I think you may have heard earlier in this year, we made a decision to close our Wichita facility. clearly a difficult decision that we made as a Boeing company. We've been in Wichita for over 80 years, and a great workforce and a really great environment to work in. But the fact of the matter is we have to be cost competitive, and our Wichita facilities were not. And so we had to make those hard decisions that the hardest part of those decisions is because we know we were affecting a Boeing workforce that's been with the company for a long time. But we have to be positioned to be cost effective for our customers moving forward. And so that's been absolutely critical as we move forward. And the addition things is actually how we leverage our investment in process development, both collectively between CAS and GS&S, so that we invest once in things like supply chain improvement activities, that we can go off and do that capability better than anybody else in the world. And that's key to being successful in this kind of environment moving forward. If you hit the next chart, please. The place that I think we really shine from the perspective of how CAS and GS&S come together is around the growing world of commercial derivative airplanes. And so, the P-8 program is the largest contract we had to date of a commercial derivative going into production, 737-based aircraft. Yeah, a couple years ago, we won the KC-46 program, 767-based airplane. And, so how you can take the training systems that are developed for the commercial side, use it for our military customers? How do you take the spare parts inventory, the ability to have a virtual fleet for spare parts around the world, leveraging the commercial infrastructure so that our customers can have similar type availability on the military side that some of our commercial customers enjoy today? And so being able to bring the lessons learned from a commercial operator standpoint, the knowledge about the platform itself, the ability to take that commercial supply chain and leveraging that around the world to have a virtual fleet for parts available anywhere around the world, getting that, taking advantage of Lou's op center to get visibility for where the issues are at and how we can solve those together really enhances the affordability to our customers. The biggest contract we have to date in supporting a commercial derivative from a full performance-based logistics activity is the Wedgetail activity in Australia. So a great tip-to-tail PBL-type contract that has Boeing support moving forward to take care of that great commercial derivative airplane. So, Lou, a couple of success stories.
Yeah, I could talk all day about what we do in CAS, but they gave me three lines, so... So here's three lines. One of the things that I'm always proud about is our AOG team. And so when I was a customer and I had usually an embarrassing event, I maybe went off a runway or I went into a hangar and took part of the wing off and what have you, and it's a pretty serious event that usually an airline would not want to repair themselves. We have a team of people that come right off our flight line, by the way. They work on the flight line delivering airplanes to customers. They're our highest trained, most qualified mechanics. They go out in two crews, and they work 12 hours on, 12 hours off, around the clock to return the airplane to the customer. And I will tell you that we get more accolades about them as from their professionalism, from their quality, from the fact that they just hop on an airplane and get out there. It's really a fantastic group of people that they're just so customer-focused. Another thing that falls in the technology area that we alluded to is about 8 years ago we developed aircraft health management, and it's a fantastic technology tool. And when you fly on a 777 today, over 75% of the 777 fleet is being monitored by their customers using aircraft health management. We are monitoring the 787, 7x24, using aircraft health management. It allows me, an older guy, to sit at home, pull up my iPad, go into the web browser, and actually look at the worldwide flying fleet of 777s or look at how our 787s are doing in real time. I jokingly say real time, but the technology guys tell me if you get the signal on the airplane, it's got to bounce off the satellite, it's got to find the ground station, it's got to get to my iPad, and they tell me it's about a 20-second delay. So I'm looking at the health of the airplane with a 20-second delay. And I only dreamed about having that kind of capability when I joined the business. And then finally, I'm very proud of what Sherry has done with the Global Training Network. When I was an airline customer, you get all the training you wanted from Boeing as long as you came to Seattle. And we defined Seattle as the center of the universe. And now, of course, I live there, and I know it's the center of the universe. But not all our customers are bought in to Seattle as the center of the universe. And by the way, I do an annual conference for CAS, and I never do it in Seattle. And I told my customers I will never do it. I do it somewhere around the world, but it never is in Seattle, to try to break that mindset. We now have 20 training campuses Sherry has around the world. If you go down to Gatwick, she has a beautiful facility, 3-7 simulator, 5-7, 6-7 simulator, 777 simulator, and a couple of 8-7 simulators. And then she has those all around the world to serve our customers. So our customers can move their crews to a nearer facility in a nearer time zone. This is a huge advantage to a customer, because if you fly a pilot halfway around the world for training, you have to give that pilot a rest period before you start training, and you have to give them the rest period at the other end before they go into revenue flying. And so by distributing facilities around the world, you're serving customers in a much more efficient fashion for them. And that's what it's all about. Tony?
That's pretty cool, huh? From us, some success stories. C-17 GISP contract is just been a phenomenal success story over the course of the years. You know, a great program for the U.S. Air Force, but the international sales of C-17 have happened around the world. And we manage the whole fleet as one collective entity around the world of C-17s through the GISP contract. So it's great to see, just similar to as Lou talks about the visibility, to have a daily phone call that thinks about and hears from every location that a C-17 is operating at, and knowing what airplanes are down, what issues are, what technical issues they have, what spare parts they need, and be able to take parts from the U.S. Air Force inventory, put it into the Qatar inventory to satisfy a requirement to be up in the air, is what we do day in and day out. And those folks, the team of folks that do that, are just absolutely phenomenal. They're side by side with our customers wherever they're at around the world. It really makes you proud to see the customers as they talk about how great availability and affordable price they have for C-17 support. But, you know, our business is global. You know, we just recently signed an F-15 PBL contract in Korea. You know, in a lot of cases when you do foreign military sales, we have a lot of requirements for offset. You know, we take a long view of offset, building the right relationships with local industry, positioning ourselves so that we can leverage local industry to satisfy our customers day in, day out is what it's all about. And having that footprint and those relationships allow us to win contracts like the F-15 Korea PBL. And then similar to Sherry's business, our training business isn't only a U.S.-based business. And so we provide training and support for our folks around the world. And so just recently we closed down a Wilmington, Delaware, U.S.-based Chinook training facility, and we're looking for what the right place is to go off and put that location, and we chose the Netherlands at the World Class Training Academy to do that activity. So this clearly is a global business to support our customers around the world. So with that, just like to summarize, I think we have somewhere around 20-some thousand employees around the Boeing Company that are supporting our customers day in and day out. You know, the thing is a lot of times you can't tell that they have a Boeing badge because they're out there thinking about our customers day in and day out. You know, if we can make our customers successful, that's really what's important. And if our customers are successful, business growth, you name it, financial performance, all that stuff just automatically follows. And that's really what it's all about, is satisfying our customers day in and day out. We have, between the two of us, we have this great installed base of Boeing platforms, whether it's on the commercial side of the business and on the military side of the business. And we have the knowledge. We have the leverage of the supply chain. We have the ability to go off and provide more value to our customers than anybody else does around the world. We're adapting to a changing market. The growth on the commercial side of the business the challenges of budgetary environments on the military side of the business. And that's great. That's the great piece of being part of the Boeing Company, because it always seems that when the commercial business is down, the defense business is up, and when the defense business is down, the commercial business is up. And balancing that and moving our folks back and forth between our organizations is a value that we can bring that a lot of other people cannot in the process. And then we both see, you know, some great innovation amongst our teams. Innovation really doesn't end when the product is delivered. There is a ton of innovation going on in the services and support business to support our customers both in the U.S. and around the world.